right now, I want to say good morning to Mark Eckel. He is president of the Comenius Institute in Indianapolis and coming back today to talk to us about why it's important to listen to different points of view. Mark, good morning.
Oh, good morning, and I'm so glad to know that it's Kindness Day. Let's do a little of that, shall we?
Let's do a lot of that, I'm thinking. Hey, Mark, before we get into our discussion, just very quickly, I wanted you to share, maybe with people who are getting to hear you for the first time this morning. We always introduce you as president of the Comenius Institute, but I'm not sure that everybody knows what that is. Just tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. We cross three bridges at Comenius. We help Christian young people coming out of high school, going into college, hearing different viewpoints for the first time at a public university like IUPUI, help them to navigate their thinking as Christians there. The second bridge that we cross is actually a bridge that develops communities. So I'm especially concerned as we have a radio show every week on Wednesday from 10 until 12 about committing to our acceptance of others. And we're going to be talking about that today. And the third bridge that we cross is the bridge of Christians helping them to understand the culture in which they live. So Comenius is a wonderful opportunity, I think, for Christians to engage the folks that are around them, and that's what we stand for.
And I love that. And now let's get to our topic this morning, why it's important to listen to different points of view, because everybody has a point of view, but we don't always necessarily do them the kindness of listening. Oh, that's an interesting thing to put it that way, because it is Kindness Day, but we'll get back
that
in a minute. So, but why are you interested in this topic in particular?
Well, as an academic, and I also am a professor, I teach in various places around the U.S. As an academic, this scenario very much bothers me. I think we do a disservice to students if we only teach our own biases or only listen to one point of view. So this last week, I was reading an NBC News, for instance, about why conservatives tend not to major in the humanities and the university segments. And many conservatives see the humanities as biased against their views. Students see and feel the bias from both faculty and student comments and discussions. So I think that universities really bear a responsibility to diversify their viewpoints from across the spectrum heard in any particular major. And frankly, that's the reason for my work with students on the campus of IUPUI, helping them with this issue, helping Christian young people to understand and navigate those variant points of view that they hear that might be different from those that they have heard in all their lives in church or at home.
You know, I wish I could really understand this, and maybe you can help shed some light on it too, Mark, because I think a lot of us are in these shoes. Why do we tend to only listen to people with whom we agree? Because if there is a differing opinion, sometimes it depends, I guess, on the heatedness of the conversation. I will listen, but part of me is just kind of throwing up that internal wall and saying, I don't really want to hear this.
Yeah, absolutely. And we all do that. So the short answer to the question is we love to be accepted and we are afraid of being rejected. I'll say that again. We love to be accepted and we are afraid of being rejected. We have friends, coworkers, neighbors that we like getting along with. And we don't really like fights, to be honest with you. For the most part, most of us don't. But when we see things, especially in social media, I think this comes up, that other people's points of view, and they're just right out there and they put it out there, it makes us really angry. But we tend to listen to only certain radio shows or watch certain TV channels and listen to certain news that kind of acquaints us or leads us or keeps us in our own group. And so when we see somebody else that disagrees with us, we think, well, they're obviously wrong because all the people that I listen to obviously agree with me. Well, you know, quite frankly, we really need to expand our horizons in this respect. And that's really important. It's the difference, for instance, between listening to Moody Radio and NPR. You know, folks that listen to NPR might have a different point of view than those listening to Moody. But this is what we tend to do. We tend to gather in social groups. So I'll say it again, we love to be accepted and we are afraid of being rejected.
You know, one thing I have noticed, and I don't know if you're like this, Mark, or those of you who are listening this morning, maybe you find that you can be this way too. When I'm talking with someone face to face who has a differing opinion, and if everything is calm and we're having a discussion, obviously that's going to be so much more easy for me or for them, for us to hear each other. It's when I turn to social media and I start to see all these differing viewpoints that seem to be combative. And I realize, oh, my blood pressure is starting to go up. I'm either going to have to shut it down or I'm going to be really tempted to fire something back that I shouldn't be saying. So what should our biblical response to listening to others' point of view be?
Well, you've hit the nail on the head there. I mean, every one of us, I think, struggles with that particular issue. Let me just give you three ideas from Scripture. The first is from Proverbs 18:17. The one who states his case first seems right until the other person comes and examines him. I'll say that again. The one who states his case first seems right until another person comes along and examines him. That's Proverbs 18 and verse 17. I think it's really important that we understand that there are different points of view and perspectives. This is the reason why we have courts of law, and I think Proverbs really does a good job of speaking to that. The second point I'd bring up is from 1 Peter 2:13-17, and this is where I think we should cue Aretha Franklin, R-E-S-P-E-C-T. We should have respect for other people. And here's where Peter says, and really in the context of persecution, he talks about don't do evil, but do good. And listen to this last line now in verse 17, 1 Peter 2:17. Honor everyone, love the brotherhood, fear God, and honor the emperor. Wow. Honor everybody, including the emperor. That means all those in positions of authority. I think this is really important for Christians to hear. And then the last thing I'd say, and this is the one that kind of tops them all, I suspect, and that is from John 13, where Jesus said, love one another. Mm-hmm. This is how people are going to know that you're my disciples. So those passages, I think, really speak to the issue, generally speaking, and things by which I think we should abide.
Well, you know, something else I think, too, and again, I'm going to raise my hand and be the first to say I am so guilty of having done this in the past because, you know, there are people in our lives and each of us knows that person, and I'm using air quotes, who when you see them coming, it's like, oh, no, I don't want to get into another one of those discussions because I don't care for their point of view and I'm not going to stand here and argue, but you can't just avoid people, and especially not if they are a brother or sister in Christ. So practically speaking, because, you know, in my opinion, what I just said about myself, it's really kind of selfish on my part. How can we change our approach to others who think differently than we do? Really, how do we start this?
Yeah, this is an important issue right here. So let me just give some real practical examples. The first, I'll offer four. The first is we should ask others to meet to talk face to face. Social media is not the place to have disagreements. You know, you've already brought this up, and I think it's really a powerful concept. Ask others to meet and talk face-to-face. We treat people differently when we look them in the eye than when we're shouting at each other across social media. The second thing I'd say is that, and be real clear to hear me on this, people don't have to change your views. As a Christian working on a public campus, I'm very clear about my basic beliefs, but honestly, all other people care about is, are you willing to listen to me? So I don't have to change my views or be concerned that somebody's going to change my mind. All other people are concerned about is, will you listen? That's huge. Number three is don't allow your political views to be equated with your biblical views. Let me say that again. Don't allow your political views to be equated with your biblical views. We do ourselves a disservice when we align ourselves with a social or political point of view. Because our first response and our concern is obviously to live as Christians in this culture. And finally, I would suggest to everybody that we do a study on the one another's in Scripture. There's love one another, encourage one another, honor one another, serve one another. And when we actually abide by the one another's in Scripture, especially as we relate to those who are of the faith in the church with us, this is huge. And I think something that would really be beneficial to us as we go forward, hearing other people's positions and points of view.
Well, you know, as I'm listening to you speak, Mark, two things as we wrap up here because we're out of time. But I'm thinking, number one, what if Jesus had looked at people and said, oh, no, here they come. I do not want to hear that point of view again, and just turn around and walked away. Where would we be today? And thing number two, you do know I'm going to be singing Respect by Aretha Franklin in my head all day long, right? Thank you for that.
Well, that's great. It's a good place to start, at least. Thank you, Kelly, for the opportunity to talk about these things today.
Oh, Mark, it is always a pleasure. We appreciate your time. You have a blessed day. And for all of you listening this morning, if you'd like to check out more of what Mark has been talking about and what he's teaching, he's got a great website, warpandwoof.org, warpandwoof.org. And that was Mark Eckel. He is president of the Comenius Institute in Indianapolis. Love having him on as a regular guest here on Moody Radio because, as I always say, he makes me think, and I hope he's making you think too.